From the National Press Building in Washington, D.C., this is your Corporate Crime Reporter Morning Minute for Friday, October 2, 2020. I'm Russell Mokhiber. Ever since Volkswagen was caught 5 years ago using illegal software to conceal the fact that its clean diesel cars were polluting the air, the company has insisted that the wrongdoing was the work of lower-level employees. Managers at the top were clueless, Volkswagen claimed. This week, prosecutors in Munich will challenge that assertion in court for the first time. They will begin presenting evidence in the trial of Rupert Stadler, a former chief executive of Volkswagen's Audi luxury car division. That's according to a report in the New York Times. The trial is the first in Germany stemming from the scandal, but the case will also test whether prosecutors can overcome the difficulties inherent in trying to convict top managers protected by layers of bureaucracy. For the Corporate Crime Reporter, I'm Russell Mokhiber.